Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Hi-Fi Rush is revived as PUBG developer buys the studio. Tens of thousands of players are already enjoying Valve's next game, Deadlock, and the hefty thousands of COD games get a little bit more manageable. Here's the news for Sunday, 18th of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
You may want to sit down for this one because, shocking, we actually have some good industry news. It's been 3 months since Microsoft went on a studio and project scrapping rampage, with one of the most surprising casualties being Tango Gameworks, the developers behind the Game Pass hit Hi-Fi Rush. Miraculously, the studio has been brought back to life thanks to PUBG developer Krafton.
Krafton have purchased both Tango Gameworks and the Hi-Fi Rush IP from Xbox and holding company ZeniMax. And better yet, the media release announcing the purchase heavily implies that we could get more Hi-Fi Rush in the future, stating the teams will continue developing the IP and explore future projects. Making another Hi-Fi Rush seems like the easiest business decision ever. Hopefully, some of the original crew that made that magic can stick around for the sequel. The Asus ROG Ally is a powerful handheld, but frequent reviews have noted that sadly its Windows operating system holds it back. But that is all about to change. Earlier this week, someone spotted a line in Valve's latest SteamOS release notes saying added support for extra ROG Ally keys. And Valve designer Lawrence Yang confirmed that it was relating to third-party device support for SteamOS.
Yang said Valve is making steady progress on the ability of other platforms using the operating system, but it won't be ready for a little while. The company has always said its long-term plan was to let other companies use SteamOS too, and now it looks like we're getting a tiny bit closer to that, which is an incredible win for handheld players, I'm sure spurred on in no small part by Valve's ability to sell more Steam games, but hey, we'll take it. Speaking of Valve, their new shooter game, Deadlock, has just hit a peak of around 34,000 concurrent players, despite it not even being announced yet. It's the first new game from Valve in 4 years, and we already know a fair bit about it, including its characters and their full movesets. It has a popular subreddit, and you can even see its update history on SteamDB, yet total silence from Valve.
According to SteamDB's creator, a Steam key submission made the details of Deadlock's playtest available for public view, and Valve just didn't do anything about it. And from there, players were able to invite their friends. From the data, it looks like the studio has been increasing its playtest capacity. It's quite a surprising move, and hey, it's got us talking. If you've ever tried to play Call of Duty Warzone, you would have noticed the absolute ludicrous hard drive destroying download size. Well, worry no longer. This space invader will now be split off into its own download. You don't need to have the entire latest mainline game on your machine, even if you don't own it.
In order to prepare for this change, guess what you have to do, Kyle?
Tell me, Faye.
It's a different massive download, this time to reorganize the files on your Xbox or PlayStation when the early patch launches on the 21st of August. I guess it's just one last massive download for old time's sake. Ay-ay-ay! Grab your cowboy hat and get ready to ride off into the sunset as Red Dead Redemption PC port has unofficially been announced. Eagle-eyed fans noticed this week that the description on the PlayStation Store has been updated to say, now on PC for the first time ever, which it isn't yet, but it's the first real bit of information about the port.
Alongside the usual PC-specific enhancements, like frame rates, etc., the updated description also mentions that the PC version would only be single-player, will include content from the Game of the Year edition, and feature all of the 2023 console version upgrades. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 19th is Notria, The Last Song, a Souls-like based on Italian mythology where you play as the Maskless One, tasked with freeing the world and becoming the Mask of Change. That's out on PC, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 5 this Monday.
Up next, we have Dustborn, a story-driven action-adventure title set in an alternate version of the United States. It follows a crew of misfits on the run who will need to use their special powers to fend off their pursuers. Grab it on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this Tuesday.
Also out Tuesday is Black Myth Wukong, the highly anticipated action RPG by Chinese developers GameSigns. It's another Souls-like, this time inspired by Chinese mythology, and it'll be available on PC and PlayStation on the 20th, with an Xbox release that's TBA.
The brand new PvP hero shooter Concord is out this week. It features 16 playable alien characters with varying abilities, plus the promise of more to come and ongoing story missions. That's out on PC and PlayStation 5 on the 23rd.
And a wild one to close out the week, Tactical Breach Wizards is an XCOM-like game where magical folk in Kevlar vests take out baddies. Seems very tongue-in-cheek. Chuck a grenade, then cast Healing Word. Let's go. Pick it up on PC on the 23rd.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We've been firing up the old Twitch channel and streaming a bit more, thanks to our friend Courtney. If you aren't following us on Twitch, what are you doing? Here is the link, twitch.tv/sifterhq. That's twitch.tv/sifterhq. Come hang. We'll let you know in Discord with a special alert when we go live.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, this is Kyle. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, comedian Tommy Daslow shares why he made a Game Boy game for his latest special.
A lot of people release stand-up specials online now, and they do feel like they can tend to be like a little bit disposable, and I kind of really wanted to just do something to sort of make sure that mine stuck out as much as it could. I mean, the deeper it got into it, the more I started thinking, this is an insane thing to be doing. Like, this is... There's a way of reading this that is like so incredibly narcissistic to have been commissioning. I always thought it would be cool to do some form of art directing kind of stuff for a video game. And as it turns out, the way to get into it is to just commission a game about yourself where you are the main character.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.